This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday pledged to bury his government's enemies with our blood as he marked the start of the war in the Tigray region 1 year ago. Ahmed was speaking a day after a state of emergency was declared in the country as Tigrayan forces indicated they would advance on the capital. A moment of silence was observed at the candlelit ceremony to commemorate those killed on November 3, 2020, when forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, including some soldiers, seized military bases in Tigray. In response, Abiy sent more troops to the northern region. The conflict has killed thousands of people, forced more than 2 million more from their homes, and left 400,000 people in Tigray facing famine. A joint probe by the United Nations and Ethiopian Human Rights Commission accuses all parties to the conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray province of committing human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A team of 38 investigators visited various parts of Tigray to see the impact of the conflict and conduct a total of 269 confidential interviews with victims and witnesses. The investigation team cites a litany of violations and abuses carried out by all sides. These include unlawful killings and extrajudicial executions, torture, sexual and gender-based violence, including gang rapes. It also describes violations against tens of thousands of Eritrean refugees and the forced displacement of more than 2.5 million civilians. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he accepted the report despite some serious reservations. Abiy said a joint civilian military task force would be set up to investigate the report's allegations.